Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know what's waiting on me in the future. I just don't know. I don't know what I'll be doing 10 years from now. I just don't know. But I believe that teaching God's holy word. Oh, it's in my heart. Sometimes my burdens get so heavy that I can't stop having sleepless nights and lonely days. But I believe if I keep holding on, God is gonna comfort me and keep me strong. 'Cause it's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it is. Way down on the inside,
oh Lord,
God planted His love
in my heart.
Yes, He did. He put it down in my heart. Come on, baby, now I've been singing for a long, long time. I'm not gonna give up. Said I got a made up mind, yeah. I've been lied on, mistreated by my so-called friends. But if I had another chance, I'd do it all again. It's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Oh yeah.
It's in my heart.
Got it down in my heart.
In my heart.
Oh yeah.
It's in my heart.
Said it's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yes it is.
It's in my heart.
Down in my heart. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute.
Father,
Father,
I
just want you to know I'm not doing this for shape, form, or fashion. I just want you to know down in my heart the reason I'm here tonight. Because it's in my heart. And I want you to know. I want you to know. Mama and Daddy, when I was a little boy, Mama and Daddy raised us up in the church. They didn't send us to Texas, they took us to church. Can I get a witness out there? And if we got to the church house and act like we didn't want to go in, Mama would catch me in the collar and she'd drug. Mama and Daddy drug us to church house. I wish I had a witness out there and had planted it in my heart. Oh, yeah. It's in my heart. Many times we didn't get paid, y'all, but I kept on singing anyway because I had it in my heart. Can I get a one witness? Can I get a one witness? Deep down in my heart, yeah. Oh yeah. You know, well, wait a minute, I'm not through yet. Y'all act like y'all don't know what we're doing up here. Come on.
It's in my heart.
Yeah.
It's in my heart.
Yep, you got it.
It's in my heart. It's in my heart.
Oh, yeah.
It's in my heart.
somebody asked me just the other day, said, "Heart, how can you shake a person's hand and you know they don't like you?" I told him, the reason I do it is in my heart. I got a phone call not too long ago. Somebody said, "Heart, how can you leave your family and go sing all the time?" I told him, "I love my family.
Oh, yeah.
I love my family.
Yes, I do.
I love my family.
Oh, my.
But the reason I'm doing it,
the reason I'm doing it,
cause it's in my heart.
Yes,
I got to love my enemies.
Yes,
I got to love my friends. And whenever you see me, I'll be loved.
Surrounding areas, thank you for tuning in tonight to Nathan on the Spot. One more time, tonight is a vendor night. We announce everything that's going on in the area, whatever you have going on, we're going to put it out on the airwaves. But before we get started with anything, we're going to open the airwaves up and let God come in and be the head of the show tonight. We can't do nothing without him in the midst, and he's number one in my life, in your life, and everybody else's life. So we're going to say a short prayer that we're giving him permission to bring his spirit on these airways tonight, open some people's ears up, let God take fully control. We love him with all our heart, mind, and soul. And we do love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Lord God, we just thank you for giving us another opportunity to reach out and touch somebody in any kind of way we possibly can. Lord, you said in your words, we pray for Jerusalem that the house, this house will prosper. And this night, we do pray for Jerusalem, Lord God. We touch them, you know, everywhere, wherever their needs are, Lord God. We pray that they be meet. We pray that no harm or danger will come through them. The adversary is coming after them one by one. They're coming with a mighty armor, but they will not have the victory, Lord God. You're going to have all the victory. That is your territory, Lord God, and the enemy cannot take it over. Thank you for Jerusalem, Lord God. Lord God, and we thank you for the United States of America, Lord God, that they will open their eyes and turn against their wicked ways, that we can see that you can open the doors, Lord God, to heal this land, Lord God. There's a healing being taking place, and we thank you right now for it, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for the airwaves tonight, Lord God, that you can touch that people from one end of the globe to the other end, Lord God. And we appreciate you. We love you. I love you. Everybody loves you, Lord God. If it was that don't love you, you're sending a message out that they will turn from their wicked ways and turn back to the first love, Lord God, which is you, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that sit on the right hand of the Father, that intercede in our behalf. And we're saying tonight, Lord God, you would intercede in behalf of all the vendors that's taking charge, Lord God, going out, setting up new businesses, moving into new territory, opening up new doors, Lord God. Thank you for it. Give you all. Give it all back to you, Lord God. Give it all back to you. Thank you. Well, tonight, we have some people, everybody went out of town, and we are on the airwaves tonight, look like, just to give you a message for all the things that's going to be happening. I know Ruth called and said she was going to be out of town for the weekend. I was planning on going out of town for the weekend, but my brother from Delaware, they came down and spent all Saturday afternoon with me, and I think they're going to get on board in this adventure that we have going with the vendor. They're going to become part of this great community that we're building in South Carolina, moving into Delaware. We thank God for Nathaniel and Roland stopping in and listening to the product and listening to the demonstration that took place Saturday afternoon for Zuma. It was an awesome experience. They was took it back to another state, Lord God. And that was a good thing. And there's nothing but healing going to come out of it, Lord God. I feel it in the spirit, nothing but healing. I did talk with Faith Walker and Hub, his book tonight. He's supposed to be on the air tonight, but I don't see him here yet. But we depending and looking forward, saying that he will show up sometime before the broadcast will be over with. Lord God, we talked to a young man by the name of John Darby. He's coming aboard. He's a young man that has a business, a home business, and he does. And what he does, he makes barbecue grills. And I'm amazed at what he has out there. He has a barbecue grill out there that he just put together. And that barbecue grill have a sink where you hook the water up to it. So as you cook, you can wash your dishes. And you can just do all kind of things. And I mean, I'm gonna get it on the line. I'm gonna take some pictures next week or the week after that and have it so you can see it on the internet. It's just amazing the stuff that he makes. He also builds fences, steel fences. I haven't got a chance to talk to him about some of the other projects he's got going on, but I knew he got quite a few projects going on. Then I had the opportunity to put another young man that I meet while I was down there fishing at Edisville River. Well, he was fishing. I was just passing through and stuff just led me to talk to him. He do pressure washing. He's going to be coming aboard. And we can work together as a community, working together in these difficult times, trying to help somebody move forward, to make a difference in their life. I talked to him. He gets pressure washing business. You pressure wash commercial and regular houses. So if you know anybody that needs pressure washing done, you can contact us and we will contact him. Next week I'm going to have his phone number and everything up ready to go. We have, and like Brother Don, if you want a barbecue grill, homemade, you want that barbecue grill, we can get in contact with him and put it out there. And you know about Zuma, we got a new lady on the block, LLH. She's looking to work with someone, so if you look at that, I'll go to that site. Look at the products that's on the line and see what they do for you. She's moving up in the rankings in selling Zuma products. So we got a lot going on. I know we've got a lot going on. And she's setting people up in sole purpose where they sell natural herbal stuff, I imagine. She got to tell you about it better than I can, but you know, go back and listen to last week's show and she explained what kind of product. I know they got shea butter in there and they got some foot cream and they got some cream for the hair. It's got all kind of products there. That's amazing how God can put this together. We got products to clean the inside out and get all the acid and all the other stuff in your body that need to come out. And she got the product to clean your body from the outside. It's amazing what God can put together. We're not going to be here too long tonight. We just want to get all the information out. I thought some more people would be online tonight. We can get. Then we got the shelf. Don't forget about the shelf now. The shelf was here a couple weeks ago. And she's a licensed chef. She's paying too far for her to go. Just let her know. And she'll go. And cook some food. They said she got a lot of cake or pie. One out of two. But I want to get the chance to taste that Peter Collada cake or pie. She told me she can cook some goat. So you know that's one of my favorite dishes. So. And you can cook some good goat meat, I'm in the pot. I'm ready to see what's going on with a good old goat cooking pot. Well, that's about all Nathan has to say. I met some more people. I talked with them. And Some of them said they was going to be, I understand it's Sunday night and it's late at 10:30, but this is the time he has started with and he's trying to hold his time period. I know I just got back in from Walterboro, down there putting somebody on the spot again. You know, Nathan's going to put somebody on the spot in Walterboro, South Carolina. And I had the privilege of meeting Annie down there. We just had a good old time talking about God and what God's doing. And we talk about scripture and all about the worship houses. We just had a good old time. Can't we? You just see the voice of opinion, I voice my opinion, my wife will voice her opinion a little bit, and we just had a good old time today. That's what it's all about. God people coming together and sharing the word of God among each other and walk away and happy and agreeing, and hey, it could be that way, but it could be your way too. And it was just a wonderful occasion. And that's what God looking for us to do in these days and times. And we can come together and talk about his name and share his scriptures and talk about what he said he's going to do for us and walk out happy and joyful and don't have no ill feelings against anyone. Now, that was a short show tonight, but we're going to continue to go on. We'll be back next week. Nathan's going to be out there trying to get somebody to put him on the spot. I know I'm going to find somebody out there somewhere, sometime. And put them on the spot. Gonna get them hooked up in our vendors and our meetings, and this community is gonna grow because God is putting it together, not Nathan. God is putting it together. So this community of people that's coming together right now, with all these businesses and all these products, has got a purpose. The purpose is for us to build a community that we can help a community to grow in these difficult times. I thank you for tonight. God bless you. We will be back next week with Soul Purpose, Zuma, Play Two Books. All this will be out here next week for your good listening. And if you have any announcements you want to make, some church of prayer you're going to be to. Oh, yes, we was invited to Annie's Church down in Roseville, South Carolina. I'm not going to say the pastor's name yet because I don't really have it down pat, but I know he's from Ruffin, South Carolina, in that area. But we're going to go down and worship with them one Sunday. And we will be back next Sunday night at 10:30. If you have any kind of thing that you want to put over the air, just contact us, and we will do it for you. Good night. Peace. God's will be done in your life.
If you let the anointing saturate you tonight from your head down to your feet, to the point that the devil can't touch. Oh, bless you, Jesus. I'm going to sing this song first, and I want you to join in with me tonight. And let this be your prayer. Oh, let your anointing, you that are home, let your anointing saturate you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on.